pretty sure.
All right, so we're back for episode 3. Today I have Terry here. Terry, say hello.
Hello.
Terry said hello. And I have Ryan again because he was so excitable last one that we had to bring him back. So Sam is not with us right now. He's seeing MacGruber.
He has passed on.
He's done with us. He's off to bigger and better things now.
We get a play-by-play of the movie from him.
Yeah, Hollywood gave him a contract. he's really taken off.
He hit it big.
Yeah. How are you guys?
Well, you know, I'm fantastic, Dwight.
You're doing good?
I'm good.
I'm happy you came on. Thank you. I'm tired of seeing Sam sit there and play with that string of my on my
oh
fan.
Oh my gosh, that freaking guy. Yeah, I had to like tie it over to the desk last time.
Yeah, he put it way over there. Like you stretched it all the way over to the desk and put something heavy under it.
I have a love-hate relationship with the screen because I play with it too. And then
it's distracting,
it'll,
right?
It'll like hit me and I'm like, what is that?
There's times where it'll be on this side of the couch and when I lean back, I'll turn
the light
off. And
then you'll feel it again. Exactly.
Yeah.
Solved our problem again.
Good job. I'm going to eventually cut it because I know the next time Sam's coming by, he's going to fuck with it. Yeah. So I'm going to ruin your fun, Sam.
Be that long anyway.
It's nice when I'm sitting down.
That's just lazy.
Yeah. It like I was telling everybody else, it wasn't intentionally supposed to be lazy.
I mean, you can reach like it from your bed over here.
If I cared.
Yeah, well.
It has to be over there, though.
We really should not make this a topic every podcast.
What is that? you haven't outrageously launched
there it is.
Stream.
We're going to talk about it.
Okay, anyways.
It's the most prominent thing in the room.
It was rainy. It's been rainy today.
Yeah, not
out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was a little overcast, and it started raining around 3.
Yeah, because I went to lunch around 2, and it wasn't raining at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very sad about that.
Wow. I like
the rain. Rain.
Yeah, me and Terry are rain fans.
This weather. You're outnumbered here.
All right. Well, I just enjoy my summer. I have a pool to swim in.
You need to speak up a little bit more,
Terry.
Still, Terry.
Excuse me.
Be a man. For once in your life, be a man. Like
I could hear it fine earlier when we tested it.
True. But
okay.
He's loud.
Stop talking when I'm. You don't get to talk when I'm talking.
Yeah. Don't talk over Terry. We'll just make that a rule.
Just.
Well, it's not Terry's turn to talk.
I don't have anything to say now.
Go ahead, Dwight.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
A lot of snails outside.
Yeah. Had one trucking across my backyard.
Yeah, trucking. Oh, it was hauling.
Never seen a snail move that
still
fast.
2 feet a minute?
An hour.
Somewhere around that range. So, we're going to take a little bit of a turn with the podcast. We're not going to... it's not going to just be all random. I think we should actually talk about stuff every now and then, so... I like this idea that we're gonna bring out a few stories every now and then, and Ryan wants
Discuss.
To talk about something about Facebook a little later on.
And corn poop.
And corn.
And he needs to conclude his story.
Story about corn.
About corn.
Scientific fact about corn.
Right. Let's talk about this real quick because this is still pretty amazing.
Oh yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. So there's this guy. Or company, I guess, rather, in Japan called Yanko Design. Yanko?
Probably Yanko.
Probably Yanko.
Yanko Design.
Yeah. They make USB drives, but, and here's the catch, they're made out of cement.
Yep.
And
the finest cement.
The finest
in
Japanese
all
cement.
Japan.
This man traded his young daughter for the finest cement mix.
They don't have dot. Oh, no, it's China. Never mind.
Right.
Yeah, that's China. That's China. You get one.
Yeah.
And that's all you get.
But the thing that's cool about them, it's like, it's a big rectangular, basically, it's a brick.
It's a piece of
it's
concrete.
It's a block.
It's a
piece of concrete. But on the edge of it, on the very end, is engraved how heavy it is and how many gigs it is.
In
so,
grams. That's the catch.
In grams.
Yeah,
in grams.
Because they're Japanese. Yeah, so like the
well,
smallest
we use
one.
Grams, too.
Well, not as
what are you
much,
trying to say
as,
about the Japanese?
I'm saying that they make cement USB drives.
Say goodbye to our Japanese subscriber.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're sorry.
Yeah, we didn't mean it. We love Japan.
Yeah.
I mean, what's not to like?
It's true.
And sushi and
drifting.
Bullet trains.
And yeah, you guys drifting everywhere.
Tokyo drifting. We love Tokyo.
You guys, anyways, on the smallest one, as an example, it says 64G. which also stands for 64 grams and 64 gigs. And then it goes to 128 and 256. And from the looks of the pictures, it only goes up to 256.
I would take 256.
Yeah, I wouldn't complain about that.
I would take 256 and a cement.
I might order one of these when we're done.
What?
I'm probably going to order one of these when we're done.
Let's just make our own. It's
cost a lot.
Or yeah. I could just make my own. I like where your head's at.
Make it out of corks.
It'd be lighter.
It would be lighter, but you would need a lot more corks.
Actually, if we made it the same weight, it wouldn't be lighter.
Does it say how much they are?
No, it says nothing about it.
Yeah.
It's very vague. It shows literally three pictures, and one is a person holding it, and it's about as big as your hand.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. as long as your hand. Or
Japanese hand.
Or Japanese hand. Who knows? But it's also on a scale, too.
We don't know how big their hands are.
Yeah.
There's no science on that.
They're little.
But it's cool. Yeah. You guys should check it out. Cement USB drives.
Well, that's the thing I don't like about finding, like, concept stuff like this.
They might never happen. Or something.
It's like, oh, that's cool. Where can I get it? Oh, you can't.
Yeah, no, they don't make
There's actually only these three.
We actually don't
make
this. We're just kind of...
We made these three, and that was it. Realized it wasn't cost efficient.
Yeah.
Probably not a good idea to make some.
Tried to ship them. Like, they wouldn't. It's too heavy for a flat rate box.
That's it. The shipping is too much. That's where they got it.
Of course.
Yep. So, say so before we get on to.
Read
the
that.
Next,
read that.
Stop chewing on your.
Don't
your,
tell
your
me what
sweatshirt.
To do.
Stop it.
Terry.
Stop it.
Leave my eye touch alone.
I'm
turned off.
I'm doing it.
Anyway,
sorry. What?
You wanted to talk about Facebook.
Should I start with Facebook or poo?
Let's leave the poo thing till the end.
All right, till the end. Let's keep everybody.
That'll be the
podcast finale.
So, I don't know. What are your feelings about, like, people that are, like, they make a post? I'm like, I am so busy today. I have no time for anything. But they just took, like, half an hour to check their Facebook and...
How do you know they spent a half hour, though?
Oh, you know. You know they did.
Like, how would... I mean, we don't even use Facebook that much when we get on. It's not like we just get on and be like, oh, that's cool.
I do.
So the lies. You go like people's stuff.
I don't really go and like people's stuff.
Either.
I leave...
Like, I'm okay with, like, hearing about people's lives. I have no beef with it. Just not every 30 seconds. Like, my cousin, she just posts... every moment of her life on Facebook. I'm brushing my teeth. Well, brush your teeth. Focus.
I'm brushing your teeth.
She's got her phone.
Yeah, like, I'm driving on the freeway. This is probably illegal. Like, you know, like, I'm just...
Isn't that what Twitter's for?
Yeah, you got Twitter.
Facebook is now...
Facebook is like
a more extensive Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter is just messages.
Yeah, Twitter.
And I don't see...
Facebook is the profile with the messages now.
The thing with Facebook that seems to be that their big catch is, like, status updates, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to, you know, keep people updated on your status.
Right.
But you don't see everybody, like, posting, like, I'm good today.
Right.
I'm not doing as well as I did yesterday.
Right.
You know? I lost a shoe today.
Right. I don't want to hear that either.
Right. It's more about announcements.
Right.
You know? So instead of status updates, they should just call it announcements. I don't know. This is bad.
I know. So, I know. They should call it announcements or progress. I don't know. But I just get annoyed with it. I mean, I have to hide people all the time.
Pino brought up something earlier today.
About Buffy?
No.
They're still present Buffy.
He did bring up about watching Glee and because... Only watching Glee because they did a re-rendition of a Lady Gaga song.
Oh, him
and he goes, I'm gay for watching Glee, but I'm not gay for liking Gaga. And I'm like, you're gay for both.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, like, she might be a man.
That's a whole nother story. I don't want to get into that.
That's fine. That's just way too much.
That's the first time hearing that.
Yeah.
I don't care for Lady Gaga.
Though. Me neither. She disgusts me. I'm going to get sued for this.
No, you won't.
I know. It's freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech, yeah.
This is America. That's
anyways,
not...
America.
In America.
The post I was talking
about, he did was...
Dwight's mad. Well, you keep talking over me. I'm trying to say something. You're like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm just trying to talk.
I'm sorry.
Okay, people know you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, he brought up the fact of... he's getting pissed about all the girls posting lyrics to songs and shit.
Uh-huh.
And I understand once in a while, mm-hmm. but there's just some people out there that take it to, like, a whole nother level.
Right.
And I think Vanessa and Israel did it one time where they were just, like, putting out quotes.
Yeah.
And then waiting for someone to guess what it is, and then they would go to the next one. Oh, was it movies?
Yeah, movies, yeah.
Okay.
That.
Or right. when people are, like, put how depressed they are and how much their life sucks. Like, they just want attention.
Yeah. It's too much.
Like, it is. It's too much. Like,
I just don't like those bipolar messages. Yeah. Like, oh, everything's great now. Like,
oh, no.
An hour later, oh, my God, I hate people. I hate this.
Yeah, I can't stand it. Like, one girl put her whole...
Vagueness. The general...
I hate the vague ones the most. It's
my,
like,
life sucks right now. I can't believe this
it's
happened.
It's like they're talking to one specific person, but they have to put it out there to everybody.
Yeah, send them a message. That's what
I was
going to
say.
Messages.
Send them a message. Yeah, my life exactly. sucks right now. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, not, and then you got these, like, 50 posts. Oh, what happened? What happened? What happened?
It's like, and they don't want to say, no, I don't get it. I don't want to talk about it at all.
It'll be okay.
Oh, exactly. It's no big deal.
Yeah, no.
Drives me absolutely crazy. I mean, granted, we use Facebook to post this, but, like, still.
This is
reasonable. I agree with this.
This is promotion.
This is what Facebook is
right.
for.
Yeah, it's a tool.
It's a social
Facebook
network.
Tool.
You know,
it's a social networking, right?
Let everybody know what you're doing socially. Not... bitch about life.
Like how we just made ourselves feel better about it.
We just rationalized the fact that we...
No, yeah, it's okay when we do it. It's okay when we do it, but...
It's alright, it's okay.
Nah, it's cool.
Oh, Terry.
I feel better.
I feel great.
I feel great. We should end it here.
Alright, let's go.
Huh?
I say we end the podcast
here. Let's
do
it. All right.
I feel good about that.
How far are we in?
Yeah, let's go.
We're in
11 minutes. Oh, 11 minutes.
All right,
fantastic.
That's a pretty good of what we usually do.
Well, we didn't talk about poop.
I mean, we've just delivered so much more than they usually get for an hour.
That's true.
I think we just...
A lot of information.
Yeah,
we just blew their mind hole.
Yep. There's some people that are probably begging us to stop
blown.
Right now.
You said their mind hole?
Yes. Twice now.
What's a mind hole?
It's in there. It's science. Come on.
You don't need to know that.
All
right, leave it to
us. Brush up on your biology there.
Yeah. I haven't done anything academic.
And your
like
anthropology.
It's back here. It's under the skull. It's
my cousin has a hole back there. He had brain surgery.
That's what they did surgery on the mind hole.
Oh.
His was broken, obviously.
Apparently. They made it
bigger. It was stretched. Someone blew it too hard.
Okay, you guys want to talk about this Red Dead thing?
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Okay, so... You know a little bit more about this than we do, since you already knew of, like, the person that said it.
Laszlo.
Yeah, you've been playing the game nonstop since it came out.
Oh, it's so much fun to watch.
So I'm gonna let you tell the story. So I don't know if you can read this fine or if you
I can read it.
Yeah. Okay.
So Laszlo from Rockstar, I forgot his last name, but he is basically in the last three main GTAs, the talk radio guy. He was quoted saying about Rockstar Games is, "Our games are not designed for young people. If you're a parent and buy one of your games for your child, you're a terrible parent. We design games for adults because we're adults. There's a lot of kids' games out there that we're not interested in playing. Just like you enjoy watching movies and TV shows with adult themes and languages and violence, that's the kind of thing we seek to produce." And it's kind of obvious. Like, why would you buy a Rockstar game? If you know about Rockstar, that is.
Yeah, well,
First of all, if you know about Rockstar. Second of all, it says clearly on the cover of the game.
And the back.
And the back. Mature.
And on the CD.
And why it's rated
and
that.
And on the CD.
Yeah, it says it all over the place. They make sure you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know about the terrible parent thing. Maybe. But,
I don't know. See,
it's like don't be surprised.
Yeah, don't be surprised that you
get mad at the company.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's your fault. You didn't do this. Like, you didn't read the cover.
Yeah,
or
fuck
the back
you.
Or the CD.
Yeah. Yep, that's, I don't know. I think GTA has become that sort of, like, iconic name.
Right, where you
where
know.
If you hear it, you know it's bad news
you
for
know
kids.
By now.
Mm-hmm. You know? And,
for sure.
I don't even think, number one wasn't all that bad. Back when it was in his 2D days.
Oh, yeah. Back
number
on the
PC?
No.
Well, no. It was PlayStation.
I had it on the PC.
It didn't even get to, like, that bad or that known until the third one.
Yeah. I remember playing
like,
the first
even
one.
If the first and second one were bad. I know you could shoot people, but
well,
it was
top
down.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
kill
friends.
Yeah,
it was top down.
It
was, little,
yeah,
like, black,
top down.
Little
you
couldn't
really
dots.
Tell exactly what was going on.
Yeah,
it wasn't as graphic.
All you had to do was drive into a little shop and change. Like, the cop would be right behind you.
Right.
He'd be like, oh, where'd he go?
Yeah, nice car, though.
Yeah, it's a nice car. It looks exactly like the same one, just
and then
blue.
The third one came out, and even if the first and second were bad, nobody knew about them. And the third one came out, and it was huge.
Mm-hmm. And it groundbreaking.
Was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Blasty blast.
But, yeah, very graphic.
Man. Yeah. I would stick by the statement that you're a terrible parent.
Yeah.
Because the terrible parents are the ones who complain about it.
Right.
They're the ones that buy for their kids and be like, holy shit, I didn't know that my son would be raping men and killing women.
Well,
is that forbidden?
If it went that far, I think it would be the other way around.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that would be an
A. He would
A,
be getting raped and...
No. He'd be raping women and killing men.
That way. But
that's how they are now, though.
No, you don't
rape.
You kill people.
That's, you can hogtie women in the Red Dead Redemption.
You can.
They want it.
And it's awesome. Did you get the achievement for throwing them on the tracks yet, Terry?
I did.
Yeah.
You can also push them off a balcony.
Yeah. This is true.
And they just kind of take it.
Yep. So you hit 10,000 gamer score.
I did.
Yesterday.
Off of Red Dead.
Nice.
Nice.
That's pretty impressive. I think...
Be careful.
Well, it's not impressive compared to how long I've had the Xbox.
Same here. Yeah, well, we didn't really care back then.
Right.
You know, we didn't have the will of the warrior.
Ooh, look at this.
Hmm.
Looks like Alex will be up for some Team Fortress 2 this weekend.
PC?
Yeah.
Probably, huh?
PC.
Wow. Yeah, he's finally getting internet. Oh, see, I'm almost there.
Wait, you
I'm,
say he's
I'm
finally,
right
getting,
under.
Finally getting internet?
Yeah, he's... Yeah. He,
he's getting him a slice of that internet.
He, he's a really old friend of me and Terry's, and he went on a hiatus, I guess, away from... Well, he moved.
Well, yeah, he moved a few times. He moved to, like, Texas, and then he moved back to Florida, and then he moved somewhere else in Florida, and that's where he was for a while, where he didn't have internet. He did in Texas, and then he went back to Florida, and then he didn't have internet.
Yeah, and it's been, like, a year.
Mm-hmm.
Did an alligator, like, eat his cord?
It was where he lived. He lived in Tampa or something like that, and, like, I guess... There's, like, one internet service there, some random one that, like, charges 70-something a month. Because they're the only ones there.
Yeah, Monopoly.
Yeah, the Monopoly of it.
So, he's moving now.
Who knew?
Yeah, he's moving this week. Yeah, thank you. We talked about this already.
Oh,
so I just came on here to check on my score. That's
what, 74 more points?
Yeah, 74 more points.
How do you have 1 point up? Like, shouldn't it be a multiple of 5?
He bought the hot dog suit.
No, that's different. That's Microsoft points.
Oh, Microsoft
points.
Oh, yeah, look at this. See, Skate has like, oh no, that's a 5. Like, yeah, how'd you get a 6?
I'm really good.
No. Like,
I gave you one extra point.
I'm a little Concernicus about this.
Concernicus?
Yeah, how'd you get a 6?
What?
Concernicus.
How'd you get a 6?
Hold on. I don't know, okay? I'm just as confused as you guys, okay? I don't know where it shows where all my games are.
You should write Microsoft about this.
I think
I'm very upset about this.
I want the recon armor for
this. I think
this.
It only records the ones that I've played since I've had this app on Facebook.
Yeah.
So you would have sense.
To get... Yeah, my old ones, Xbox. I think, have not been on there.
Huh.
But yeah, that's...
I've played... Oh, no, not that one. Okay, this one. I was going to say, I played this game a lot, and I didn't get any gamer score, and it was the new one. That's it. Never mind.
I actually went through my games a while ago. And because you know how you can see, like, how many gamer points you got versus how many possible out of all the games you played.
Yeah.
Mine was pretty pathetic, so I went and deleted all the ones that I had, like, zero in.
And
it was
you
still
can do
pretty
that?
Bad. Yeah. You can
I didn't
remove
know you
games.
Could do that.
Yeah.
Mine was, like,
it. It's
like,
not going to help.
Mine's 9,900 out of 44 grand.
Exactly.
Holy and I'm like, God. Holy shit.
You can
I
delete as many
games
as you want. It's not going to help.
It still leaves it at what it was?
It'll change it. It's just...
You just delete it down
if
to
you
one
you played
game.
A lot of games, then it doesn't. It's not
well,
going to
there,
put
there's two different types
of
people that play
points.
Games, you know? There's people that play to enjoy games the way we did.
Right.
You know? And then there's people who go for the achievements.
I found a nice balance between
that, that's
them.
Where I'm at right now.
I don't get enough of it anymore. I haven't played video games at all.
That's...
It's sad,
so
huh?
sad.
I know.
Yeah, I cared.
Why don't you just love me?
A second ago, and then it wore off.
That's too much work. Yep, deal with it.
I'm gonna leave.
Okay.
No, I can't.
Bye.
We already talked about this last time, how far the door is.
Yeah. Do I just need to, like, take your stuff away from you?
I'm not doing... I'm just fiddling.
I know. Turning them upside down is not helpful if they're still on your hands. There you go. Done deal. Now talk. Yay! Okay, so let's talk about the world's fastest notebook GPU. Little nerd time right now.
Yay.
For those who know about NVIDIA and their current release.
Go to sleep now.
Their release of the Fermi architecture with their new graphics cards, the 400 series. They came out with literally the world's fastest notebook GPU. And it's the GeForce GTX 480M. And for those who know, the M just stands for mobile. But it's the first GPU for notebooks that has done DirectX 11 correctly.
Was there?
And it was NVIDIA. And ATI has been doing DirectX 11 a lot longer than NVIDIA has.
I didn't know that they were doing it wrong on notebooks.
Yeah, I didn't know it either.
I didn't know they had it at all for notebooks, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, that makes sense. Yeah, no, I mean...
So what uses DirectX 11 right now?
Dirt 2.
Oh,
That's all I know right now because it was... Yeah, don't hit spacebar. Sam did it last time and it stopped the podcast. Yeah. But I'm not on the program right now, so you should still be okay. But regardless, better safe than sorry. I don't know any other... I only know that Dirt 2 did it because they were giving it out for free with the new ATI cards.
Oh.
Because if you pay $600 for a card, you'd think that...
You get a little free game out of it.
I tell you about my new card that's coming in.
You bought one?
I bought one.
Hmm. Yep.
What was it?
It's a ATI 5770.
Mm, of course.
I don't know ATI numbers.
Right. It's
turbocharged.
In translation, it's around probably a 275, 285 GeForce. Okay. It's a very nice card. Go ahead and touch. Oh, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Careful. Well,
2D5s. It's from SFX, which is really nice because it's if it's not that one, but well, it doesn't matter. It's the same edition, but which means it has a double lifetime warranty. So there's a lifetime warranty for the first owner, and whoever they sell it to, they have a warranty too.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. So it's not like a transfer type deal. It's just I automatically get a full warranty on it.
So is this? Do you get the double lifetime, or is this the second part?
I'm the second owner. So because I got it used for an incredible price.
That's amazing.
And has two DVI ports, an HDMI, and a display port.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. And it has like exhaust ports on it, which is
I told
awesome.
You it was turbocharged.
Yeah. It's a crazy card.
I'm
going to
crack a window for
it's
that.
It's a gig.
Crazy Town, USA.
Gig of DDR5.
Wow. RAM.
I'm DDR5? Looking forward to it. Yeah.
I thought we were only at 3.
For RAM, yes. For video cards, new.
Okay.
Yes, yeah,
say
right there.
Technology doubles every 6 seconds. No,
every 6 seconds. But
pretty soon.
I'm extremely excited. Right now, I'm trying to convince Sam to give me his power supply.
I saw that
because mine won't work with it. Like my
more power, huh?
My thing doesn't put off enough amperage on the 12 volt rail for it to run properly. So, and I have a 550 watt in there. And Sam's is a 750. And ironically, I'm going to be buying a 400 watt from Corsair that does just fine with it.
What?
Yeah, because Corsair is very efficient with what they do. Everything that Corsair does is just awesome. Just
they
keep that in mind.
Do no wrong.
All right, yeah. I'll write that down.
Write it down.
Right, we'll get
tattoo
you
it on you.
I'll get, yeah, Terry, give me that tattoo.
Okay.
I have some Sharpies down
you
here.
You got a text message. Cool.
I know.
Of course, Terry.
Do not write it on me.
You want a tattoo?
Tattoo it on me.
Okay.
Throw some wicked flames on there, bro.
I completely forgot what I'm tattooing.
I don't remember either. Just write
Corsair.
Something.
Corsair, okay.
Corsair equals life. Terry's giving Ryan a tattoo right now. I thought they were just kidding.
No.
What is that, an O?
Yes.
Why an O? I thought it was Corsair.
Yeah, Corsair. Oh, this is a C.
Looks like an O.
Shut up.
I want my money back.
You want your money back.
Ow.
Ow.
It went
into
me and Neil. Ow. Freaking A.
Yes.
Equals life.
No. It's yes now. Oh, okay. Corsair equals yes.
Alright.
You let that heal for a while. Why do I have 6 messages?
You're a very important person.
Oh, yeah, we're live streaming now, so they probably heard you.
Wait, we're live streaming?
No, that'd be awesome.
I was like, holy crap. Not only can you read,
all right, let's start taking callers.
Yeah, let's
That would be sick.
Caller number one, you're on the air.
We should figure out a way.
We just someone text someone and tell them to call and ask a question.
Oh, do it.
You look at Tara, do it!
I threw my cell phone because you don't want to play with it anymore.
That's true. Is Sarah busy?
Actually, we should.
I don't know. I haven't
have
talked
to cell phone, should we?
Huh?
Or it's going to make that sound.
Yeah, yes. Well, like AT&T people will. Because Sam's picked up twice already. And you can only hear it with the headphones on, though. But
I heard it.
Did you?
Yep.
Did you not have headphones on?
Nope. I had my surround sound on.
Well, there you go. See, this is the power supply that I'm going to be getting. 400 watts. And it's beautiful. And it's from Corsair.
Corsair for life.
Corsair, they're killing it right now. I think I don't think their solid state drives are doing as well as Intel's are.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
that's
they're
okay.
Intel. They do whatever they want.
It's true. All right, let's talk about something different here. Let's switch
something
gears.
Different.
Let's
okay.
switch gears.
All right. What are we? What are we gonna talk about?
I don't know.
Go to.
Let's do something a little less visual.
TheAwesomer.com.
Why don't you type that in? Because
I'm over here.
You're over there, and that's your type of site. Or, well, you. Hey. I looked at your bourbon lollipops.
Bourbon lollipops.
I had to.
Whoa. Delicious. Hello.
Okay. This site is all about awesome things.
That is. Go back up.
What?
That is awesome.
Everybody's seen a fucking Lambo.
Have you sat in a Lambo?
No.
We're not
sitting in one right now.
I know. We talked about this.
Oh, okay.
It's that Lady Gaga.
Hey, hey, look, I checked that out. Concrete USB drive. Who knew?
What? What about Gaga?
We should tag Lady Gaga in the photo.
No.
No.
The bull bear. Boo bear.
Clip.
This is a lot of fun stuff, but not
it's very,
not audio
very
podcasts.
Visual. Right. Like, we're just watching. Yeah. They're like, what are they looking at?
Yeah. They
I'm
are
getting
just
that.
Watching.
I'm right. getting that.
You want to point out what
this
that
is a legendary.
Yeah, the look at that. It's got a.
Maybe we should talk about that. All right. We can talk about that.
What do you want me to talk about?
Okay, well, we brought it up just a little bit last time.
Yeah, because I touched Sam's crotch.
Yeah, and then you ruined everything.
Okay. I liked it. I played the beta at Pino's house.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was different.
Yeah.
I kind of wish they didn't have the Halo title on it because it kind of plays different. For me, the whole point of Halo is like, you know, you're a super soldier, you have super abilities, and they kind of made it more realistic.
That's a Spartan.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, well, there are Spartan 3s.
I mean, that's what it was in Reach. You get special abilities.
Yeah. But they made it less, like, no, I mean, like, saying, like in Halo 1, 2, and 3, like, everything was kind of slower. It was easier to kill people, like, especially when you're playing the, like, storyline. They kind of made it more realistic, less accurate with the guns and everything.
Well, yeah, they have to add recoil, and you can't have...
Yeah, I agree, but...
Yeah, you can have perfect shots every single time.
We'll go back to nerd moment. See, I've read the books, and they have, like, in the books, they describe that the Spartans have things to compensate for recoil and to make their guns more accurate and stuff. And that's the whole point of the game.
Well, who says they're not make them...
Is
who says if we use those guns right now, that they won't just fire all over the place versus what they get as that little recoil? Maybe that's what they're talking about.
I don't
know. Or this is in the past, too.
It's with Halo 1. It's the same time as Halo 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going on... It's
like 1.5.
It's like 0.5.
0.5.
Yeah, because... Well, 0.75. It's like right. It's right before the Halo 1 starts.
Okay.
Probably about 30 minutes.
30 minutes before
you
Master
half an hour
Chief got
the game, and then bam.
Because like they're on Reach, and Master Chief is somewhere running around Reach, and he takes off on the Autumn Pillar of Autumn. So
I
know I'm a nerd.
Well, you read the books.
Yeah, Halo's my thing.
Yeah.
Some people are Trekkies. I'm a Halo fanatic.
I don't know anybody who's a Trekkie.
My mom's a Trekkie.
My dad's a Trekkie.
There you go.
Now you know people.
Now you know.
I hardly know both of them.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Now. You're aware.
I know my mother.
I know your mom, and I know his dad, but how much have I hung out with?
But anyway, I want this. It comes with a 10-foot, 10-pound, or 10-foot.
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 Wow. Shut up. 10-inch, 10-pound statue of the team.
I would take the 10-foot statue over that.
What?
So would I.
I'd put it in my room somewhere.
Can you wear it as a helmet? Oh, right. You know, you couldn't. You couldn't even wear the helmet as a helmet.
Nope. You could put it on your hand.
Your stand could wear it as a helmet.
do a Sarah hand wants puppet to know with it.
Why the hell she is so smart. I asked her to ask us a question, and that's what she came up with.
Wait, you asked her, hey,
ask us a question.
Call me to ask us a question. She goes, why am I so smart?
Yes.
Discuss.
She made a...
I don't...
She made a chocolate raspberry milkshake, though, that I want.
Then that's why she's smart.
Yep. Sorry.
Disappointed. We should call Alex. Should let... Or text him and be like, Alex, call us in with an interesting question. He should be our first caller.
He should be our first
caller. Our first callers are set up. They're not yeah. random.
We call them first.
We call them first and hang up and tell them to call us. And then
so
we put them on the show and then we answer their questions.
So did you get to play the beta at all?
I did not play the beta at all.
What about you, Terry?
I've watched a lot of videos on it.
You did?
I played like two or three rounds.
What were your feelings about like the jetpack and stuff? I
didn't play with a jetpack. I did stealth every time.
What did you think of that?
I loved stealth. Oh my
god. Yeah, it was cool. I liked the stealth.
Especially when you get the sword.
Yeah, that's so sneaky.
You just destroy people.
Or I like the grenade launcher, the sticky grenade launcher.
I didn't find the grenade
launcher. It shoots plasma grenades. Locks onto them and shoots like 10 at a time.
I played with the needle rifle. Yeah,
that thing's all over the place.
Oh my god.
Did you get needle before? Did you play when they added like vehicles and stuff?
The one where they like
it's in like yeah, there's like in the warehouse.
Right, and you have to go and capture the point to move up.
Hey, they give that guy like a sentence, the announcer, not just headshot or like, they were like they gave him an actual sentence. Like
what was it?
He's like, they have the core. Do not let him escape with the core. It's like, holy crap, he spoke.
Who is that guy?
I want to meet him though. I wonder if he talks like that. Kids, get in here, I have something to tell you.
And he's all echoey.
It'd be awesome if he's like eating dinner and he's just like kill-tacular.
Or he has two boys, one of them just knocks him out, he's like red team wins. Just walks away
as he's playing like badminton with his grandparents or something,
playing table tennis,
and he goes, alright, we're red team and you're blue team. And then after it's over, just red team wins
every time. The ball goes, red team has the ball, blue team has the ball. Ball dropped.
Shuttlecock dropped.
Oh man, I want to meet that guy.
Alex wants to know how we feel about pot stickers.
He was supposed to call
a
in.
Pot
it's
sticker?
A call.
Oh. Wait, pot stickers?
If he doesn't want to call in, then fuck him.
Pot stickers. Yes.
Like
pot stickers.
Oh, jeez.
As in the food.
I love...
For the record, they're amazing.
They are amazing. Get a little soy sauce with some...
obviously, our thoughts on them are very high.
Some, what do you call that? Wasabi?
I hate wasabi.
What? You don't like the little burn in the back of your head?
I don't like spicy stuff.
What are your feelings about sushi?
I love sushi.
Yeah.
I can...
Pound it.
This is a paper covers rock here.
I had a kid that would do that every time. I'd be like, hey. And he'd be like...
There's a girl that works at Josh's van store that does that. Like, she'll purposely do that. Like, come on, and then she'll go like that and grab your hand.
It's
or
annoying,
the opposite. And, it, like, I don't know why, but it just irritated
me. It does. You're just like, why?
Like, he even
that?
Warned me beforehand. He goes, oh, yeah, watch out for this girl. Because we were bowling with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, she did that. And I'm like, really? That's what you just
that's
did.
What's that?
So,
with San Francisco.
Hopefully that stuff doesn't pick up because Sam's he was texting by
it might just
pause it and find out.
No, not worth it.
Not worth it.
So we're gonna have a GameStop edition tomorrow.
Really?
Oh, what? Oh,
yeah. The GameStop crew is gonna be coming in
tomorrow.
I thought it was Thursday.
Sorry. My days are mixed up. Robert, Vanessa, and Israel are going to stop by.
It's going to be a blasty blast for you
guys.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting. I should hang Vanessa's present from the ceiling.
You're going to just stop there. I should hang Vanessa. I was like, what?
No.
You need to take
it easy. Wrong path.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I actually finished Vanessa's present.
Did you?
Yes, I made her something.
What'd you make her?
I can't say because she is listening.
She's listening right now.
She's been like...
Well, actually, when she's listening, she will be listening right now.
Yes.
That's
so
true.
It makes perfect sense.
We should all say hello.
Don't you talk down to me.
Hi, Vanessa.
I know what I'm talking about.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
Is he going to call?
You're going to love it.
We can put it on speaker?
He's whining about it.
Alex, quit being a bitch, all right? This isn't...
You're fired
from
your band.
Anyway.
That was a terrible question, by the way.
Yeah, why?
Because I mean, that could be answered real quick. Would love him. Done.
I can go on and on about pot stickers.
Yeah, but it gets boring for outside listeners You're who boring. Can't contribute to an awesome conversation.
I'm hungry.
It just makes them mad, huh?
Ryan, you can wait.
Okay, so let's talk about my oil change last night, or lack thereof.
Yeah.
So we put my car up on the jack.
Jacks?
The jack stands. Jacks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Carl.
Sam gets under there.
Yeah.
Tries to take the bolt off.
Tries.
It's stripped. And not only that.
It's lopsided.
It's lopsided because probably my moron brother bottomed out and bent it.
Yeah. No, he definitely did. Yeah, because you could see.
I'm guessing it was him. That's what the problem probably is about. Nah, it definitely happened that way.
Yeah.
Or some little person ran underneath my car and slammed it with a hammer. But that one just seems less likely.
That's
one of the borrowers. You remember the borrowers?
No.
No. Why does anyone know? No one remember the borrowers. I asked Sarah about this too. It was like a book and a movie. There were these little people that like they explained when your socks went missing and you couldn't find stuff. They used it for their house. They lived in your house. They made a movie about it. The Borrowers.
Never heard
of it. If anyone remembers The Borrowers, comment on this.
Somehow.
Don't.
Later, not right now.
I gotta make an email.
That's right now, because when they're listening, it's right now.
So yeah, I got a new bolt. I hope it fits, and we're gonna take that thing out when Sam gets here.
You had it put in so you could take it out? Oh.
Wow. Hey. Wow. It's just...
Why? How do you do this?
This is how this happened last time. Everyone was, like, that long with that much velocity, and, like, he would do, like, 7 of them.
Of course it hurts.
Of course it hurts. It's like being hit by a truck. It hurts.
Over there.
Wow. I like how he's, like, worn out from it. Yeah, he's laying on his back. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
I feel great.
Weather update. I don't think
it's gonna light a smoke.
Ryan just gave us a weather update. Apparently, it's not raining anymore, but he could just be blind.
It's not raining anymore, but if you're listening to this right now, it might be. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
It probably is.
But right now, at this time in which we are recording, it is not raining.
7:51 p.m.
Don't tell people.
I put it out.
It's
every
a
day.
Secret.
It's a secret. Something we don't want people to know.
Don't want people to know. I feel like we've gone no real place in the 37 minutes.
Yeah, I feel like we're just kind of stuck.
Well, that's just how it is anyway.
Terry. Remember how we met each other again when I got home from my mission?
Yeah.
That was freaking weird. That
was weird.
We were both texting on our phones and literally almost ran into each other. Like, I go to Rayleigh's. I was like, I wonder if I'm going to run into someone I know. And I almost did. And then we talked about Dwight and I got his number and he's like, he's never going to call you.
Yeah, he thought we hated each other now.
Who, Dwight?
You.
Wait.
Who thought asked if me and Dwight still talked.
Like, well, you never know.
Fuck yeah, we do.
2 years is a long time. Like,
no, I hate him.
I don't think we've ever had a problem, ever.
No,
I have a problem. You know why?
Why?
Because we're awesome.
Bam.
Oh, rejected. Oh. Ryan tried to interrupt an epic fist bump. He failed.
Fist
bump. Bam! <Bullshit. laughs> All right, that's good. I need to come up with a theme song or like an intro song for this.
Do do do.
It's the cast.
Do 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 do.
Well, you're not gonna be in it.
Do
do do. Sad Ryan.
Ryan smash. Oh man. We're just like we're Sam.
Slow.
Well,
Sam's at a
movie.
Well, he didn't. I wanted to play by play. Should I call him?
Yes.
Movie.
What's happening?
What's happening right now?
Oh my god, really?
See, who would be interested in calling?
Why? Sarah didn't want to talk to us.
No.
Well, we haven't pinpointed why she's so smart yet.
We can call some random missionary in Illinois.
No.
Why do we want to do that?
Put them on. Like,
sounds terrible.
Yeah, this is. I put an explicit tag on this podcast for a reason.
Yeah, well.
Why? Because we say fuck.
Well, he wouldn't be listening to it.
This last podcast, we said butt.
Shit.
Oh, no way. Terry, watch your mouth, young man.
Sorry.
Do you know where we are?
Oh, I have something that we can talk about. Since we were talking about the iPad yesterday, they banned it. At the Yankee Stadium.
Why?
Yeah. They banned the iPad from iPad. iPad.
I don't.
Ban that there iPad.
Why? Look it up. Why?
The iPad.
I know why.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to explain it.
Tell us.
Because it. Okay, you're very close.
I'm curious.
Okay, well, you don't have to be so close. They said that it falls under their laptop clause, where no laptops are allowed inside of the game.
Okay, I didn't hit the Yankees before, I do now.
Which is weird because they have Wi-Fi all over the stadium.
So you can use your iTouch.
Yeah.
But not your iPad. No. Which,
that
which constitutes as a laptop.
But how does it constitute as a
right,
laptop?
That's,
clearly,
that's,
laptops are functional. They have, you know, USB ports, CD.
Now, see, if
CDs,
this was the HP Slate.
Some cameras.
See? Then they would have a valid excuse.
You know, some have webcams.
Right. I don't consider an iPad a laptop
it's
by
like
any
slide,
means.
Yeah,
it's like
means.
Steve Jobs dropping Miracle-Gro on the iTouch, and then it was like, holy crap, it's a giant iTouch.
That's basically
all it is.
Just, I mean, it's fun.
It's fun. Yeah, it's a blasty blast. We discussed that.
It's not $600 fun.
No. Well, except when you do this.
Unless you
have... yeah, because everybody can see what you're doing.
Make fun of Sam.
But you were actually doing something.
No, that's
well,
what he was doing.
He was doing last
on the podcast, he was like, I watched this guy and he was just doing this. And I was like, yeah? He's like, yeah, just this. Which is doing a steering
just
wheel
that.
Motion.
Yeah, he was...
We could describe that motion for the listeners.
Yeah.
Steering wheel motion.
I was trying to get him to describe
done.
It.
Done.
Invisible steering wheel.
Done.
No, iPad steering wheel.
Invisible iPad steering wheel.
That would be $600 worth.
Invisible iPad.
Invisible iPad.
Give lose it everywhere you go.
That's Wonder Woman's iPad right there.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman's a bitch. I'm just
Whoa.
Throwing that out there.
She was, man.
A little bit of animosity towards Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Who does she think she is?
Yeah.
She thinks she's better than everyone?
The, what is it, the lasso of truth?
Yes.
How bullshit is that? Is it laced full of, like, LSD, or...
I know where I am!
That was it. I don't like her.
I don't like her either.
It's like what comic books do when they run out of ideas for villains. They do the exact opposite of the superhero.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Bizarro,
negative.
Venom, stuff like that.
What was her negative? Did she have a negative?
I don't think they really cared that much about the women.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But
there weren't very many of them. Bizarro?
And they were, no, they were all opposites of their...
Except for Batman. Batman always had, you know, the Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always there.
But I'm saying, like, they never made up... Like, a lot of them had, you
yeah,
know...
Yeah, the opposite.
Like,
Bizarro.
Green Lantern had that yellow guy.
The yellow guy. For
yeah. Yellow's my weakness.
It
yeah.
is his weakness. He's afraid of the color yellow.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because he's an artist.
That's...
So are you.
Well, I'm not afraid of the color yellow. I'm not
that's
a fan
you,
of it.
That's what you think.
But I'm not afraid of it.
You're not a fan?
Yeah.
You're the Green Lantern? Because the new one was black in the...
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. The futuristic one where they had the floating...
Oh, the newer
house.
Cartoon.
Yeah, the newer
thing.
Cartoon.
The
one.
Justice House.
The, house
the House of Justice.
The Watchtower. The Watchtower.
The Treehouse of Justice.
That's what I. That's
Calvin
what I
and Hobbes is in charge of it.
That's when I evolved my hate for Wonder Woman because she kept playing with everyone's emotions.
Oh,
she was trying to do with Bruce. Then she was had a thing for Superman. Watch it. It's intense.
I don't want to.
But it's awesome.
I've never been a comic book person.
Oh, really?
I read a little bit of Green Lantern as a kid, and that was about it.
I like comic books. I like Batman the best. He's my favorite.
I was into DC when I was a kid, and then I don't know. I
can't stand Marvel.
Slowly switched to Marvel.
They bother. Spider-Man's such a pussy. I'm sorry. I hate Spider-Man.
I think it's just because of what's-his-face.
I just don't like Spider-Man. I tried to watch even the cartoon. I just don't like Spider-Man. He's just a pussy.
He has two opposites. He has Venom and
I mean, I do like Iron Man.
And the
Man.
Other guy.
Carnage.
Carnage.
Oh, yeah. I do like Iron Man. He's Marvel.
Yeah, but, well, Iron Man's opposite is War Machine? Yeah.
Well, not really.
Well, for a little bit. I'm saying for a little bit.
Well, they weren't actually enemies. Yeah. In the movie.
Yeah, in the movie
they
fight, were,
but...
Not enemies, they just follow. Spoiler alert!
Yeah, he's a
psychic.
Well, yeah.
The Robin to his Batman.
Yeah. Wish I had a black sidekick.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, Terry.
Oh,
hey.
So... were you there when I was talking to Sam? I think it was just Sam. There's this... the other day I went to go get the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And in front of me there was this... this... I don't know, probably like 14, 15-year-old teenage kid. Long blonde hair, just like walking by.
Blue eyes.
Sure.
Swats on his arm.
Okay, yeah. And some, you know, it was a white kid walking down the street.
Uh-huh.
And behind him was this little black kid on a big mountain bike, and he was talking so much shit on this kid. And it
just
was
following him around.
He was just following this guy around, talking hella shit on him. Like, just like, that kid must have been maybe about 8 or 9 years old.
The one on the bike? Or
the one on the bike. And the kid walking around was probably about 15 or 16. He could have just turned around, picked the kid up, and threw him across the street. But he was just following around this big mountain bike, way not his size, dude.
He's way up taller than the kid.
Yeah, like, it's one of those
looking
things where you can't
have to stand.
You have to stand, but you can't be on the seat, because
right.
your butt would be
yeah,
too
yeah,
low.
You'd
yeah,
be like...
Yeah, huh. So he was just following around talking hella shit on this kid, right? And the white guy, he was just walking with his head down. Like, he was so depressed.
Sorry,
he was just like, why?
You're right. No. I'm sorry.
He looked like a skater kid. You know, just like baggy pants, you know, baggy shirt.
Were you with me that time we were driving here? I know we were coming here, and I yelled at some kids, and they looked at me, and they hit the back of a car, and they were on bikes. Like, was that you with me?
I don't think that was me. I'm pretty sure I would remember that.
I was coming here. I know that for a fact, because I was right on... whatever street that
Nana.
Is. Yeah. And I was like, hey, yo, kids! And the kid just, like, looked and, boom, hit the back of a car and toppled onto the top. And I peeled out and took off. And I was not going to stick around for that.
You were a very nice person.
One time, in my old house, we had a sailboat. Bright orange sailboat, or yellow.
Banana boat.
Yeah, like a yellow or something. We're inside. It was like a Sunday afternoon. We're all just hanging out. We hear this, boom! We go out, and this kid ran into the sailboat. It's parked on the side of the road. He hit it with his bike. His mom comes out, we're going to sue you. And my dad just laughs at him. He goes, why? Because your son bent my rudder? I should sue you. We have a permit to park here. It's a giant yellow sailboat.
How do you miss something?
Like, exactly.
Oh my god. Oh shit, a boat! I didn't see it in time. I've been drinking. I've had a really long week.
Don't tell anyone. I was like,
I cannot have this shit on me right now.
I was like, slow down. But it was too late. Oh, Dwight.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I missed hanging out here.
You were here yesterday.
No, before. Mission time, man.
Mission time.
I was like, dude, I want to hang out
mission
at Dwight's.
Mission time.
And Terry was like, mission complete.
Mission complete.
Red team.
Red team wins. Oh, on Reach, they changed it where, like, every time somebody drops the flag, that happened to you when you play Catch the Flag?
No.
Flag drop. Flag drop. Flag pick.
Yeah.
What is it? Flag taken. Flag drop. Flag taken. Flag drop. Oh, my goodness.
For that one, we had to put the flags all in one place.
Stockpile?
Yeah.
It was so... Because people think... They're like, oh, if you drop the flag, you run faster. Because in Halo 3, that was the case. Because the flag.
You
was
still
like,
do. The flag juggling is still a very valid thing to
no,
do.
No, because now you have to stop when you pick it up.
Yeah, to pick it up.
Yeah, so when you drop it, every time you drop it, you're kind of like, a little bit. I found out you're just faster just running. On the beta.
Well, I'm saying, like, because when you're holding the flag, you can't shoot. So flag juggling is still a valid thing to do if you're surrounded by things to shoot.
Yeah, but if you're not, they just did it everywhere, no matter where they were.
Yeah.
It was so annoying.
The thing with Halo is that it burnt into people's brain that, like, every first-person shooter that you play, you need to jump around like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
See,
like Modern Warfare 2, like, that's a thing online where, like, people, they get pissed at you. It's like, this is a fucking Halo! Quit jumping around! You know? Because in that game, when you jump, you have, like, a little... You gotta kind of catch yourself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go really slow after catching your balance, and then you go again.
Right.
So jumping around is not valid
at all.
Yeah, you cannot do it. But people do it, and, like... You get pissed because they're on your team. You don't get pissed when other people do it because, like, fuck you, you're standing still now.
Yeah, but they get killed and you lose points.
Yeah, and on our team, you know, they die and then you get
this
pissed.
This is where we should play some of that.
Just what, Duty 2?
Duty.
Yeah. I want to play a first-person shooter, man. I haven't played some shooting in a while. I'm stressed.
Duty?
Maybe.
Duty?
I don't know. I've taken a break on it. My
Or you can watch Terry play that one game. Or did you not bring it, of course? You didn't bring it.
Red Dead, no.
Yeah. It's too bad.
No.
Go get it? Walk there.
I was going to say, I drove him.
I know. Alright, it's time, Dwight.
Time for what? Hey, new updates.
New
available.
Updates.
Thank you, Windows 7.
No, it's not time for that.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's time for poo.
Oh, okay. Finish your story.
Go.
Alright.
It's the last 10 minutes.
It's the last 10 minutes.
It's not going to take you 10 minutes, hopefully.
Oh, wow. Just you wait.
Alright. So, for those of us that look at our poo when we're done...
admire it.
I don't know. Well, no,
take pictures of it. A lot of people, in a photo album.
A lot of people don't. I found out. I thought it was like that's a normal thing. I look at it because that's how you know you're healthy. I mean, they, right. Scrubs made a song about it.
Who?
Scrubs TV show.
Look at your poop.
Yeah, check the poo. Anyway, I don't sing.
You don't.
But have you ever looked at your
check the poo while you there sing like check
looking at it by himself check check
and just poke it
just dissecting it.
But have you ever looked at it after you've eaten like corn, even corn on the cob? Like, and it looks like there's still corn in your poo, and you know for a fact you chewed it.
Right.
Nah. Well,
what?
Yeah.
Well, what happens is the outside layer is not digestible. Your stomach can't do it. It gets the nutrients on the inside, but the reason it looks like it's still corn is because that actually fills up with poop.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like a stuffed corn. Stuffed with poo.
I mean, a corn stuffed
like,
with poo.
That's why it looks like still corn. That's
that's a good cliffhanger.
Skin. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, no. That's that disturbing.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
You can also take a poo that will kill you.
Can you?
Yep.
I don't know if I want to delve into that.
Yeah, it's the poop of death.
That might be another story for
you. Because I don't want to be nervous.
It's true. Like, if you poop. You know, there's
I don't want to know about it.
I think, like, one in like a billion people have it happen to them, the poop of death.
Is it like
it's like just such a it's such a no, it's just such a giant poo.
So it's a violent poop.
Yeah, it's
like a shotgun.
It's like it's long and it's big and it causes you so much pain you die.
Is it the pain that kills
you? Well, I think it's because you're bearing down so hard and you get your brain just like
oh.
Yeah. Hmm. I get bloody noses if I bear down too hard.
Question.
Answer.
Could you get it removed surgically?
Your poop?
Yeah, C-section.
The poop of death?
Poop C-section. Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know if you know it was coming, though.
Well, I mean, if you're having trouble getting it out,
you're pushing so hard. Well, I mean, if you're, like, how are you going to pinch that thing?
If you have to push that hard to get it out, I assume it's because you can't get it out normally.
Yeah, I'd probably stop. I'm like, let it go back in or cut it or something. Get a saw.
That's why I keep a saw on next to my
toilet. Are your poos so thick that you need a saw to cut through them?
If we want to divulge into that, I haven't had a saw and poo in months. But anyway, be like, Dwight, get in here. Get the saw.
Bring the big saw. Bring the power saw.
Call my little bit. Scott, get in here.
You mean head.
Head. My mom gets mad when I call him head in public. Like, I don't want him called that. I'm like, come on. Were you there?
Nickname.
I think it was Josh Olvera and Sam were at my house. He was outside playing with his friend, Scott, or Head. And I was like, Head, come here. And he came all the way inside and I made him give me the remote on the coffee table about 2 feet away.
You told me about that story, though. Yeah.
Oh, man. You want to end with some story here, Dwight?
I'm just kind of, you know, looking through.
Let's end with something epic.
Who needs friends like Facebook?
We're all reading this when when I should be reading you, I should conversate.
Okay, so Terry.
Ryan.
How are things?
They are just terrific, you know? Having a really good month.
Do you remember high school?
No.
Those were days.
No, I don't.
Those were days.
Those were days, all right.
Oh, man. We had classes and stuff together.
I'm not gonna lie, I did a lot of drugs after high school, so I don't remember much of
it. It was just one day.
Just bam, it's
gone. All blends into one. What happened to that one kid that we used to hang out with?
Which kid?
You guys were always together. You and always wore crazy hats. What was his name?
Crazy Hat. His name was Crazy Hats.
Crazy Hat Joe.
White kid.
Crazy hats.
You know, who wore crazy hats?
Well, I don't know if they were too crazy. You just always wore a hat, I think.
Well, Thomas?
Thomas!
Yeah.
What happened to Thomas?
We don't know.
Yeah. No one knows?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, like, we used to hang out all the time and everything that. But
I like Thomas.
Yeah, no, I like him too, but he never gets a hold of us.
Oh, you always have to call him?
Yeah, I always have to call him, you know, I always have to do stuff.
I don't really see you as that kind of guy.
What, me calling people?
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty much the only person I ever really called all the time.
Hmm.
Like, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. Okay, well, you mind if I come over? Sure. That was it. He would never, like, try to do, like, make plans to go out and do stuff or anything like
that's
that.
That's crazy. I just
and then,
seen
like,
him.
I just was like, I'm just going to wait for him to get a hold of me, and he never did.
Yeah, that's what happened to him. We need to go extreme sledding.
Fuck that, dude.
Come on, man.
No.
Why?
No.
Did you ever go?
I went, but I never went on.
Oh, you need to come at least.
For the last time.
I went!
Welcome to the
country
club.
I just said I went.
Well, you need to come again.
No, fuck that.
Do you remember when we got there?
Not in high school.
Yeah.
We got there.
And then the light guy turned on his light.
No, no, yeah. We got there and you were like, oh, this. I know what happens here. I know what happens here to black people.
Yeah, and that guy came out and scared us away.
So,
I was there.
So we didn't get a sled when you were there, huh?
No.
Oh, that's why.
No, it's just stupid.
Oh, it's a blast.
That's high school shit.
Nah.
Nah, come on.
High school stuff was when we'd steal the trays from Taco Bell and hold on to the back of TJ's truck.
It's the same thing.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
No, you can only go like 5 miles an hour. It's not as fun.
And then there's a speed limit on Taco Bell
truck. Never do it with sandals on either. The tray will give out and you'll break your toe.
Huh.
Hey, look, Halo Reach.
Again.
Have a hold. What?
It's
Yeah. Let's not look at pictures.
It's too hard to explain for those who don't know coding.
I don't
know coding. Nerds.
Nerd.
Well, I don't want to end this on this note, Dwight.
It's slowed down.
It's happening.
I know.
It's gonna happen.
We got 4 minutes.
We should pause it now and the last 5 minutes wait for Sam to come back.
No. It'd be like time travel for the people who are listening.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Vanessa's party's on Saturday?
Yes.
We're taking a road trip.
Okay.
We're taking a road trip now?
I am. I'm going to Idaho.
Why?
I'm going to go see Tyler. Do you remember Tyler? Tyler Wahlquist.
No. Tyler who?
Wahlquist.
I don't know.
He's an old friend.
I don't know
like
any
six.
Tylers.
So me and Sarah are going to go up there for the weekend, for Memorial Day.
Yeah, we already talked about that, though.
I don't think we talked about it on the podcast.
Are you going to dress up for the party?
Oh. What are you talking about? Why would I dress up? I'm going to wear my pajamas.
Hey, speaking of pajamas.
I was going to say, it's a pajama party.
It's a pajama theme party.
I'm already prepared.
I will be going in my pajamas. My Jimmy Jammies.
I probably will not.
No.
Come on.
I bet you're going to get your footies.
My onesie.
Your onesie.
Oh, man.
Or get the lumberjack pajamas, where it's just the one big thing, and then it's got the little hatch
in the bag,
with a little butt flap.
So you can look at your corn poo.
No.
Because
are you saying it would catch onto it? This big streak on the back of the flap?
I'll be right back.
Better check up on it. They should make one like that. Like, you know the toilet seat covers they have in public bathrooms? They should attach one to the back of your bed. So no matter where you go.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
You just like take them off like every time
they peel off.
They peel off. Like, why would you run out? You have to poo really bad.
Well, how many would you need?
No,
in
you
day?
Only need one.
Oh,
you only get
day.
One.
I don't
it's nice,
know.
Nice
oh,
you jeans. It's made out of jeans.
Day.
Huh?
You replace them every day.
No. You just throw them in the washer. It's all made of jeans.
It's a denim.
It's just, yeah, it's just denim.
Diaper?
A denim
toilet seat cover attached to your jeans.
Yeah, don't call it a diaper because then people just start pooping.
Yeah, because well, what do I need a toilet seat for?
It's just like the astronauts, right? No, sir. You are wrong.
High tech stuff right here.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, I finally got my Nano working.
Your Nano?
Your Nano?
Yeah, my first gen iPod Nano right there. My little 2 gig.
Mm-hmm.
The screen's broken on and everything like that, but I put it in my car one day, and it like one song came on, and it was "No Sleep Till Brooklyn" from Beastie Boys.
I was gonna say if it was "Don't Stop Believing,"
I
didn't. That would be perfect.
Yeah, that would be great. That would have been like the perfect song. I should have just said that, but no, it was "No Sleep Till Brooklyn," and I listened to it once, and I was like, okay, I am done listening to Beastie Boys. I don't have an iPod cable anymore, so I gotta find one.
And then Steve Jobs raped you by charging you $25 for a new one.
Yeah, that's why I'm not gonna buy one.
Yeah, we went to Best Buy. I was like, no.
Yeah, so I put a few songs on there. I gotta go put it back in the car and check it out, see if it works.
Wait, how'd you plug it? Oh, did you just go through the auxiliary?
Sam gave me it. Sam let me borrow his cord, and then I restored it, and then I just started throwing music on.
So the screen's broken, though.
Screen's broken.
So you have no idea what's playing.
If it's hooked up to my car, I search through my car stereo.
That's
all I care for.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I was like, you have a shuffle now. Big shuffle.
I cleaned out my 360 today.
Oh, yeah?
Dust and stuff just kind of blew through the holes. Because I've still got a warranty, so I don't want to fuck it up.
Bring it death.
Yep. That doesn't happen as often as it used to.
Which is good.
Yeah, it's good, very good. Got to get the Jasper or Vesper?
Jasper.
Jasper, yeah. That's the good chip.
Yeah.
I don't even know what one I have. I know I could check, but I just don't care because it's not Red Rings, and I got a warranty, so whatever.
You're good.
Yep.
Well, let's wrap this shindig up.
Thank you for listening, friends.
Family.
Neighbors.
People we don't know.
That Japanese guy.
And the Australian person who's from France.
Right? The Australian guy's not Jarrell.
We love you.
What? I hope not.
Oh, because that'd be so disappointing.
Why is Jarrell in Australia?
That's where he lives, eh?
A?
That makes sense. He's always carrying around knives and ropes and shit. Whatever. A?
That's the Australian accent.
Put another shrimp on the bomb.
Live in Australia, eh?
You're from Austria? Put another shrimp on the bomb.
The Australians don't even say that.
They don't call it shrimp.
They don't call it a Barbie either.
Yeah, they do. That's Australia.
That is. But they don't call it shrimp. They call it something else.
Whatever. Let's end this. We're rambling now.
Let's end this.
Okay.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for
upgrade repairing PCs.
Is that your outro? That's your outro, no. Huh?
See you later.
Remember friends. Upgrade and repair PCs.
The 10th anniversary edition.
Yep.
Over 1.5 million sold.
He's reading a book that the mic's on.
All right.
Okay.
Catch you the next time.
Okay, bye.
All
right. Press stop.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.